Great to have you with us on this Friday night, a stormy Friday night. Storming there earlier. Storms to the north of us. We can see the lightning flashes. But so far, no indication that play will not go on. And it'll be the Tigers to kick off to Orange Central to start the third quarter. Tigers will open up the conference against Goshen next week at Fisher Field. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air starting at 6:10. Start listening at 6 on News Now Warsaw. And again, we apologize for being off the air earlier. Nothing we can do about it. Mother Nature is undefeated.
Always.
When she wants to cause trouble, she causes trouble. And she caused trouble here tonight and there. Smythe will step it off to kickoff. 5 kickoffs last week, 4 of them for touchbacks, the run-up and the boot. It's high and deep, and it is right at the back of the end zone. Touchback for Smythe. First down and 10, Warriors from the 20. All right, Andy, if you're Bart Curtis, what's your message to the boys in the locker room at halftime?
Well, this first drive is going to tell us a lot about what was said in the locker room. You know, Are we gonna settle down? Are we gonna slow down this Warren Central attack? You know, because if they get another touchdown or two, it's not gonna be looking good for the Tigers. So this first drive of the second half will tell us a ton.
Yard lines where this drive will start. Ball in the middle of the field, and it is Jaden Rivers at quarterback. Started last week, got replaced, interchanged them during the game. But both the backups are hurt, so it's him tonight and him alone. Rivers takes a snap, sends a man in motion. It's going to be Williams trying to get around the corner, spins across the 20, and he'll go down at the 22-yard line. Kyron Williams, who spells his name C-Y-R-O-N, gets 2 yards to the 22, second down and 8.
We got a man down.
And there is a Tiger down at the line of scrimmage. He started to get up, and then he went back down again. It's Grady Nelson, and it's a cramp.
Yep.
And I am surprised that we haven't had more of that already, to be honest.
With the weather.
It was 96 degrees in Indy today. Yeah. Kickoff, it was 94 because some clouds had moved in. And I don't know what it is right now, but it feels like it's still well in the 80s. And if you're wondering about my voice, I apologize for that too. I slept on my shoulder wrong. I took some pain pills to help with that. And when I do that, I'm fine. I drove all the way down here. Austin, did I shake your head? Did I do a good job? Yes, he says yes. It affects my vocal cords, and I don't know why.
Huh.
And I didn't think it would today because I took them pretty early, but it did. So I apologize for that too. We are 16 seconds into the third quarter. Grady Nelson jogged off the field on his own. It's a cramp. You don't have to be an athlete to know that hurts. Second down and 8 from the 22. Rivers back to throw. Quick throw near side. Got a man open. It's Williams again at the 26. Gets around two men. Gets the first down to the 30 and spins across the other to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 11. Catch by Williams. First down, Warren Central.
Now, that ball was thrown behind him. But if that ball was on target, that would have gone for a little bit more. But the receiver was forced to kind of step back towards that line of scrimmage, towards that end to catch the ball, which allowed two of our Tiger defenders to make the tackle.
Clock running, 11:28 left to play here in the third. Warren Central leads Warsaw 14-0. The Warriors have played 6 defensive quarters and have not allowed either Snyder or the Tigers so far to score on them yet. Garnett back in the backfield. Rivers takes the snap. Flags are down, whistles sound. Illegal procedure against the Warriors. So that'll cost Warren 5. Back the ball up to the 29-yard line.
You know what I just noticed?
What's that?
The head referee has a microphone like they do in college.
Yes.
And NFL.
Yes, it's correct.
I was like, wait, I just heard him say the penalty.
You did. He did. Now, if you go to Penn, our friend Dwayne Lewandowski sounds totally like he's a referee. And it's the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life. He's on the PA, and he makes it sound like he's the referee. Rivers takes the snap. Quick throw far side. Caught 30, 35, 40, 45, all the way out to the 50-yard line. That's a 21-yard gain on the far side. And that's Williams again making that catch.
It's just like a simple screen out of the backfield, and basically it's get the ball to the receiver and let the receiver make the play, and that's exactly what happened there.
But he's catching the ball moving forward.
Yep.
So when he turns, he is at full speed in two steps.
Correct.
10:26 left to go in the third. Warren Central leading by 14 over Warsaw. Rivers again back to throw. Throws down the middle of the field. Intercepted again. Intercepted. Tristan Wilson with his second of the game. And Warsaw has the ball back at their own 35.
Another errant throw by Rivers there. And he just badly overthrew his receiver. And Tristan was like, you know what? I will take that. And I will make that my second interception of the game. Great pick. Now let's see what we can do with it. Got a little momentum now.
Wilson had four last season. Now he's got two already in three quarters. Well, two in two quarters and a couple of minutes here in this game. Sullivan for the Tigers. If Warsaw is going to come back and win this game, they got to start. They got to get some first downs, start moving that ball. Option play. Sullivan gets grabbed by the jersey and dragged to the down to the ground after a gain of about a half a yard.
And guess who?
Yeah.
Shanklin,
who's been a problem child for the Tigers all night long. Hey, guess what? He was a problem for Snyder all last week, and he was a problem for everybody he played against last year. That's how you get to be All-State as a junior. Second down. And again, very generous, they gave Sullivan a yard. So it's second and nine. Sullivan, long count. Oh, Tigers ran into each other. Sullivan will get 2 yards out to the 38. He turned to his left, and he bounced off of one guy and right into another, and they were both wearing white shirts just like him. So it's third down and seven.
Something didn't look right there.
No.
Someone got some wrong information.
Truthfully, if he'd have known, he turned left. If he would have turned right, everybody from Warren Central thought the play was going to their defensive right. If he'd have just turned and run, he could have run for a first down. He didn't know that because he's facing the other direction. Third and seven. Sullivan under center, wings on either side. Pitch back. Quentin Brock going to throw it. He's going to throw into double coverage, and it's going to be incomplete. There were two defenders on either side of Carson Chisholm. So the interception turns into 3 yards and three plays for Warsaw, and they'll have to punt. And I know what you're thinking. You're sitting at home going, they should fake it. Hey, look, these guys are too fast, right? They're expecting you to punt.
Yeah.
But even when they're not expecting you to punt and you don't punt, they can track you down anyway. So faking it here would not be a good idea. Unfortunately for the Tigers, they have forced two Warren Central interceptions and have been unable to do anything with it. Snap back to Smythe. Oh, he's going to take off and run. There's a flag down. Smythe will get to the 35 and get pushed out of bounds. And he'll go out of bounds at the 36-yard line. For Smythe, that'll be a running play, but don't put it in there yet because there's a flag down back at the 30, which is back there in between where Smythe kicked the ball. There's a block below the waist against Warsaw. Oh, my. A block below the waist against the Tigers.
I wonder if they'll take the penalty.
Well, I wouldn't. I'd take the ball. Look, if you let him punt again.
Yep, they're doing it. Yep.
Yeah, put Smythe down for a running play. 5 yards, and it's going to be Warren Central ball with 8:06 to go in the third, up 14-0.
They're just getting so much pressure on those punts. Just a sliver of thinking that they may try and get after us. But end of the day, it's first and 10 for Warren Central.
8:01 left to play here in the third. Warren operating from the Tiger 38. Already up two touchdowns. We have a couple of balloons that have been let go on the far side. Toss play to Clark. Clark trying to get around the corner. He does, and he'll be knocked out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Clark with a gain of 4 yards on a first down carry. 7:53 left to play, third quarter. Warren Central with a 14-0 lead over Warsaw here in week two. Goshen will be at Fisher Field next week to open up conference play. Airtime just after 6 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. Second and 6. Rivers is the quarterback, and the lefty will hand off to Clark, running right toward the boundary side, and he'll squirt across the 30, and he'll go down to the 27-yard line. That should be a first down, and it is.
Right side of that offensive line starting to get a little bit of a push there against the left side of our defensive line. That really hasn't happened a whole lot this game, but just this drive, they've started to really push us back.
This game is about how good Warren Central is and not about the mistakes that Warsaw has made. Now, Coach Curtis is not going to take that approach. You can bet on that. We'll hear about that tomorrow at 9 on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Play clock at 6. Rivers up the middle again, and this is Clark at the 20, at the 15, and goes down at the 14-yard line.
Big hole there on the interior of that offensive line.
It's Clark's show here in the second half. Clark with 12 yards on that carry, six carries for 22 yards in the game. Oh, there's thunder.
Yeah.
We've been watching the lightning and thunder crackle to the north of us. That's the first time I remember hearing thunder. The referees letting things continue. Snap to Rivers, lofts it up to the corner of the end zone, and it's going to be well defended by Robbie Strawn and incomplete.
Good defense.
Really good defense there by the Tigers.
As a cornerback there, that's just one-on-one. You have no over-the-top help there. There was no safety there to kind of help, and he did a really good job covering that receiver.
Chaz Corley was the intended receiver on the play. Second down and 10 from the 14-yard line. Warren Central headed west here on the east-west field. And they will hand off to Clark, being chased, and he gets tackled from behind. And they will mark him officially down at the 13-yard line. So no gain on the play, and that was...
That was Brody Heady.
Brody Heady on the stop for the Tigers.
Great pursuit.
Cam Kaufman, and it'll be third down and 9, we'll call it.
No, I think that was Cam. I thought I saw 55, but I think it was 65.
Shotgun for Rivers once again. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Rivers back to throw. Pump fakes. Fires it. Quick one over the middle. It's caught, and it's a touchdown. Kyron Williams with the touchdown. His 13-yard catch and run puts Warren Central up 20-0 as the stadium lights flash here at Warrior Stadium.
Simple slant from outside right to the middle of the field, and Rivers delivered a bullet in stride. No doubt about it.
It's not because he doesn't have enough arm.
Right. Oh, that's not right. The question. No. That's not the question at all. It's the accuracy a little bit.
For sure.
But that was on the money.
Ellery to try the point after. Snap, spot, kick is low, but this time it's good. 5:54 left to play in the third. Warren Central's lead is now 21. 21-0 over the Tigers. We're back here in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder back at Warren Central. Warriors go up 21-0 on Warsaw. 13-yard touchdown pass. Rivers to Williams. The Tigers find themselves any hole against a team that still, through almost three quarters, hasn't allowed any points. Now the onside kick and the Tigers recover it at the 35. And that was Carl who dove on that ball. Good job by Logan. First down, 10 Tigers from the 35 with 5:53 left to play here in our third stanza. This is exactly where the Tigers started their last drive. And really, of late, the Tigers had trouble moving the football. In the first half, they had some success at times, but in this second half especially, they have really not been able to do much against this vaunted Warren Central defense. Sullivan hands off up the middle. Duncan pushes the pile. Gets all the way out to the 38-yard line, a gain of three. Just not much.
No. That defensive line is just, it's just proven to be too much right now. And no one to blame. I mean, when you're going up against those guys, it's just tough sledding.
You want to see how good you are against one of the best teams in the class above you? You found out a lot tonight. I don't want to sound like the game's over, but Warsaw is down 21 against a team that hasn't allowed any points yet. They're going to have to do some magnificent things here in the last quarter and a half. And once again, they hand off to Duncan, and Duncan is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Third down coming up.
They switched to a five-man front earlier in the first half, and I think that's the turning point. That first drive, they went from like a 4-4-3 to more of a 5-3-3, and that those five defensive linemen just are doing a lot.
Third down and long coming up. That's been a familiar refrain in this football game for Warsaw on offense. Play clock at 10. Warsaw still getting the play from the sidelines. They're going to hurry to the line. 3, 2, 1, and Warsaw takes timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 4:27 left to play in the third. Warsaw trails 21-0 at Warren Central. We're back after this on News Now Warsaw. Third down and 8. Sullivan back to throw. Lobs up the near side, and it's going to be incomplete. One official says incomplete. The other wants to mark it. The ball came out as the defender was rolling over. Egoff saved the interception there. It'll be fourth down and 8, and the punting team comes back on for the Tigers.
Looking at that monitor, I'm not sure that ball ever hit the ground.
It didn't, but Egoff was out of bounds. So it wouldn't have counted anyway.
Yep.
Last time the Tigers, well, the Tigers don't have a punter out there. Where's Mason? Mason's standing over here on the sidelines. Mason was all the way at the other end, and Warsaw's going to have to take another timeout. Smythe was not paying attention. Fourth down, 4:20 left to go in the third. Warsaw trails 21-0 and had to take a timeout there because it doesn't matter who. It's glaring, Andy, when it's the punter and it's fourth down.
Right, because you're missing something.
Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, scores from other games. It's normally when we have the 7:30 games, normally we have finals on most of the games. That will not be the case tonight because of the storms back home, including the storm that came through Warsaw and knocked us off the air, both at the transmitter and at our downtown location. Smythe back to punt. One man back deep at the 24-yard line in his own territory. Good snap back. Smythe will get it away. It's a high, short punt, and it will land in the middle of the field at the 40 and bounce all the way back near midfield. Egoff grabs it at the 49-yard line of Warren Central, and that's where they take over. First down and 10, leading 21-0 with 4:20 left to play in the third quarter.
So do my math right, that's like a 13 or 14-yard net punt.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. And right now for our defense, it's more about pride right now. It's can we stop them? Can we slow them down? Again, easier said than done.
Oh, much.
But
much.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And this game is played out pretty much like we imagined it, in that Warren Central has not exactly run all over the Tigers, but their defense sure has. They hand off to Garnett. Garnett's around the right side, up the far sideline, and pushed out of bounds. And they're going to mark him at the 37-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for Garnett, who's had a very good night.
Especially in
the
second half.
Football.
Yep, I'm sorry. Especially in the second half, the right side of that offensive line is really surged.
Clock stopped because Garnett went out of bounds. Haubegger in there for pole on defense. First and 10 from the 37. The hand to Garnett, sweeping right, gets away from one Tiger. Up the sidelines he goes again. That'll be pushed out of bounds at the Tiger 31-yard line. It's a gain of 6 on a first-round carry for the senior, who last year gained 1,200 yards for Westfield. It's not just that he was on the roster. He played and ran 1,200 yards, and now he's here. Questions we do not ask.
We do not.
Second down and 4. Whoa, low snap. It hit Rivers, and he'll fall on it. The snap hit Rivers on top of his shoes, and he just fell on it back at the 37. Unfortunately for him, it goes as a loss in his rushing column. It's a loss of 5 on the play back to the 36. So it's third down and 9. Rivers decided to play it safe there, up 21 late in the third. Good idea. Third and 9. Rivers, play action fake. Firing far side, and it's caught. Should be a – no, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. Looked like that one could have been caught. Hester had that one slip through his fingers, and now it's 4th and 9 for Warren Central.
It was a low throw. Receiver had to kind of get down on his knees to try and catch it, but it was a little bit in front of him.
4th and 9. From the Tiger 36, ball in the far hash mark. Rivers takes a perfect snap this time, looking left, throws it out to the near side, incomplete. Incomplete. The Tigers have held, and Warsaw gets the ball back on downs with 3:29 to go in the third, down 21-0.
That's a stop we desperately needed. We got 3 minutes and 29 seconds left in the third quarter and see if we can make some noise on offense, because you're right, Snyder today and Warsaw today have not scored a point against Warren Central.
Well, nobody. Snyder didn't score against them either last week.
Nope.
Warsaw with the ball. And the offense is huddling up on the sidelines. And as the whistle sounds to start the play clock, the Tigers run off the sideline. Again, they've had very little success tonight, have the Warsaw Tigers. See if they could do something here. Down 21-0, 3.5 minutes left to play third quarter. Sullivan, quick throw, and it's tipped in the air, and it's going to be intercepted. No, yes, intercepted. Again, that's another interception thrown by the Tigers. Two of them have been deflected. That's that quick hitter, Andy, over the middle, and there's got to be a hump in it or you're going to have trouble getting that past the linemen and the linebackers.
Yeah, just a low throw. Probably didn't even get higher than head high. And the ball, you're right, the ball was tipped up in the air, and that's an easy, easy interception for the defense of Warren Central. Lean on the defense again here. Only 43 yards away from end zone for Warren Central.
And that's back-to-back drive starting inside Tiger territory. From the 43, Rivers looks to his right to get the play. He's got one man to his left. And that is Clark. And Clark takes the handoff and runs right through two Tigers and gets across the 40 and goes down at the 39. That's a gain of 4 yards. Second down and 6 coming up with 3:13 left to play in the third quarter.
It's good pursuit from the defensive line there. Good push, forcing Warren Central to only get 4 yards on that carry. Now's the time. Now's the time to put another stop.
Throwing on the run, and the pass is too high. Rivers trying to find his man on the near sideline, which again is Hester. Coverage on the play by Egoff. Haubegger was over there in the neighborhood too. Third down and 6 coming up for Warren Central. And again, flashes of lightning all over the place to our north. But we continue on. And I'm looking at the radar over Andy's shoulder, and there's rain all around Indianapolis except for where we're at. Third down and 6. Rivers standing at the Tiger 44 awaiting the snap. Gets the snap. Hands off to Clark. Being chased. Gets away. Up the sideline. Got a block. 35. Cuts back to the middle. Inside the 35. There is a flag down, though, back at the 42. He thinks this one's coming back.
More than likely have a hold.
He did make it to the 31. That would be a first down. Holding against the Warriors. The flag was thrown at the 30. Where the flag was laying was at the 36, but where they're marking it from is the end of the run. Is that kind of weird?
Yeah, that was there we go.
Oh, I see what he's doing. It's interesting how he did that.
Right.
This moves the ball all the way back to the 49-yard line of the Tigers. And it's now third down and 16. Huh. We've had some weird things happen these first two games of the season, haven't we?
That's for sure.
But they've converted third and long in this game several times. They'll try again. Wide side of the field is left. Rivers looks that way. Now takes a snap. He's going to roll that way and throw it on the run. He's got a man. It's Hester, who's hit at the 43 and goes down at the 42. Egoff and Hetty on the stop. It's a gain of 8. That's fourth down and 8. And I would imagine they'll probably go for it again.
I think that's the call here.
Up 21-0 with 14 minutes left in the football game. It's not the worst idea in the world.
And your defense is playing okay.
You don't have
sarcasm.
Yes. Your field goal kicker barely makes field extra points,
right.
So that's not an option. Back to throw Rivers, rolling right. Throws it high. Got his man at the 30. It's a first down. Down to the 28-yard line. Hester again makes the catch. And another first down for Warren Central with 1:44 left to play in the third, leading 21-0.
Just a simple out pattern there. Found him on the side of the field, a little hole. Good pitch, good catch.
Clock stopped because he went out of bounds after he made the catch. Hot, steamy night in Indianapolis. Low snap, handoff up the middle. Clark bouncing to the outside to the right. Goes down inside the 25-yard line. He'll be marked down at the 22-yard line. So that's a gain of about 6, almost 7 on a first down carry. Clock continues to move down to 1:25 left to play here in the third quarter. Warren Central led at halftime 14-0. They've scored the only touchdown of the third quarter. Snap back to Rivers, hands off to Clark, running right, jump cut to the outside. Schultz will drag him down by the ankles. He got across the 20-yard line. Down near the first down marker at the 18-yard line, the official from the near side raises up his hand, and it'll be third down and 1. Actually, less than 1, more like 2 feet.
Love the effort from our defense. It may be 21-0, but in my opinion, Warren Central has fought for each of those 21 points.
They have. Well, they've had two short fields.
Yep.
Hand off up the middle. Garnett again running right down the middle. Angles right into the end zone. Touchdown. 18-yard run for Garnett for Warren Central, and they now lead 27-0.
Hole on the right side of that offensive line just kind of opened up. Good running back.
That's a pretty impressive.
Yep.
That's a pretty impressive cut.
Yep.
Ready for the point after. Ellery to try the point after. Ellery's ready. Everybody in the process is ready. Snap is low. The kick is low, but the kick is good. 28-0, Warren Central. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Andy and Austin here at Warren Central High School. Garnett with his second touchdown of the night. 13-yarder. The kick was good by Ellery. That's 28-0 Warren Central. Which, by the way, if you go by John Harrell, that's the final score he predicted. Tucker Reed dropped the kickoff return, gets across the 20, and then gets picked up and thrown backwards. He's not the biggest of guys. He's the new Scrappy Doo.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
He is Scrappy Doo. He's big, but he is not afraid of the fight.
That's for sure.
Warsaw will take over from the 23-yard line. First down and 10, 19 seconds left to go third quarter. Down 28-0.
And I know during games, goals can change during the game. I think at this point it's can we score a touchdown against these guys? And I think that's a realistic goal.
Freshman and JV both play Warren Central, and that's tomorrow. Sullivan on the keeper, turns upfield, and that's one of Warsaw's best offensive plays of the game. That's a gain of about 6 yards out. It is 6 yards out to the 29-yard line. Second down and 3.5, almost 4 coming up. And that's the end of the third quarter. Warren Central 28, Warsaw nothing. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.